This episode of the Morning Buzzcast is brought to you by Connect Partnership Group. Connect's consulting division leverages decades of experience in relationship building with teams and large public venue operators to help companies drive revenue by winning procurement opportunities. Visit connectwins.com to learn more.
Well, we've got a big sports weekend, the Breeders' Cup. You have NASCAR's Championship Sunday with four drivers set to compete at Phoenix Raceway. You have the UFC returning to New York City and expecting a major gate at Madison Square Garden for UFC 268. And then Sunday, the New York City Marathon returns, another big mark for the return of sports. This year's field is smaller by about 40%, down to 30,000 entrants from roughly 55,000 in years past, but good to see the New York City Marathon run on Sunday. This is your Morning Buzzcast for Friday, November 5th. I'm Abe Madcore. Thanks to David Albright for filling in as I was in Chicago for our Brand Innovation Summit. Let's get right to the news you need to know today. First, the long-awaited report by ESPN into Robert Sarver hit yesterday around 12 Eastern time, and the NBA and WNBA said shortly thereafter they have opened an investigation into the owner of the Phoenix Suns and Phoenix Mercury. The ESPN report cited current and former employees accusing Sarver of racist, sexist, and other inappropriate behavior. The story was written by ESPN reporter Baxter Holmes, who said more than 70 current and former Suns employees were interviewed for the article. Most of the employees spoke anonymously. Sarver was accused of frequently using racial slurs in the presence of employees and players and making sexual comments about women in the workplace. There were also a number of former employees who said they had never seen such behavior from Sarver. Sarver called the story inaccurate and misleading, blaming it on the part of a disgruntled former head coach, that'd be Earl Watson, who's quoted throughout the piece. He also welcomed the league's investigation. You know, in the story, the NBA said it has never received any complaints of misconduct at the Suns organization. But now the focus is on the NBA's investigation and Adam Silver's response. There was a call from many in the media for the team to be taken away from Sarver, but this situation, it's certainly more complicated than the Donald Sterling situation that Adam Silver faced so many years ago. So it'll be very interesting to see how Sarver's co-owners react. Some were quoted in the story. They could pressure Sarver to sell the team, but Sarver owns 35% of the team and so has certainly a majority control. This story is fluid, but a lot going on with Robert Sarver and the Phoenix Suns and Mercury. Moving on, don't count on the college football playoffs expanding quite yet. I know this is a story we've talked about on the Buzzcast pretty much all year. So after 2 days of meetings this week to discuss details around any planned expansion, there is still no deal. CFP Executive Director Bill Hancock said the committee will meet again on December 1st, adding that the CFP needs to make a decision by the end of this year in order to have a postseason format with more than four teams in place for the 2024 regular season. So again, they met for 2 days in Texas, Wednesday and Thursday. They were looking to nail down the size of the brackets. Yes, how many teams, whether it stays at four, goes to eight, goes to 12, or some variation. But there is still no agreement. December 1st looks like a pivotal meeting because most experts have said, and even Bill Hancock have said, they need to have some sort of agreement by the end of this year. Let's shift to news around golf because there's very big news in the world of golf today. Over the past week or so on the Buzzcast, we've talked about the newly unveiled Greg Norman-led investment group looking to launch perhaps a rival tour to the PGA Tour. We talked about their investment in the Asian Tour already. Well, now Norman has brought on two very seasoned business leaders to join his team, Sean Bratches and Ron Cross. They will be announced as executives today. Ron Cross, he is a longtime former PGA Tour executive. He oversaw the President's Cup. He oversaw a number of their major tournaments. He will become the new chief events officer of the Norman-led organization. Meanwhile, Sean Bratches will become chief commercial officer of the Norman-led group. Sean Bratches, a long history on the business side of sports. From 2017 to 2020, he was managing director of commercial operations at Formula One. He was the vision behind the much discussed and very successful Drive to Survive series between Formula One and Netflix. He spent nearly 30 years at ESPN in sales and marketing. So combine the experience of Ron Cross, Sean Bratches, they have combined 60 plus years of sports industry experience. They are active in their roles right now. Both report directly to Greg Norman. So again, why is this important? Well, it shows that Greg Norman's serious about this, bringing on two very seasoned sports business executives. Everybody's watching. What's the next announcement from this golf group? And especially, what kind of tour they are looking or envisioning that could rival the PGA Tour. But Ron Cross, Sean Bratches, joining Greg Norman's golf ambitions. Let's shift to some other innovation that will be announced today by the Pro Bull Riders. This is a series we don't talk a lot about on the Buzzcast, but very interesting as they are reimagining their series. The PBR will add a franchise model to its operation. It will add a 10-event team formatted series to its schedule beginning next year. So it's launching owner-operated franchises based in 8 markets that each will host and co-promote a bull riding event and a Western lifestyle festival. This will be called the PBR Team Series. It will run from June through November. They'll have a playoff and a championship. Now, this will be complementary to the PBR's traditional individual rider tour. That's the Unleash the Beast tour. That will be run now from January through May with the World Finals scheduled for Dickies Arena in Fort Worth. So the individual tour from January to May, then they go to a franchise model. Team sanctions will sell for about $3 million to start. Markets and owners will be announced in January. Team series events will be on CBS and the CBS Sports Network. But this is interesting because as new sports emerge and you have this fight to find new consumers, it's interesting to see the PBR and CEO Sean Gleason, backed, of course, by Endeavor, create a new sports league and format. They've been running the PBR for 30 years, so they have great experience in organizing and operating events. But now going to a franchise model, that will be one to watch as they look to launch that next year. Let's shift to the NHL. Sources continue to watch the NHL and the NHLPA for more fallout from the sexual assault of Kyle Beach. And yesterday, the NHLPA's executive board voted in favor of conducting an independent review of how the NHLPA handled Beach's 2010 allegations of assault against video coach Brad Aldrich. This comes as there was pressure on and criticism of Executive Director Don Fehr's handling of this issue. But this also follows Don Fehr's recommendation that the union hire outside counsel to conduct a probe. He made that recommendation during a call with the 32-member board reps. Now, this story continues to be very important, and this story will continue to have long-term consequences on the NHL. All my sources are talking about this, and like I said, most believe it will continue to have some consequences on the NHL. And finally, Apple TV Plus has landed a 4-part docuseries on the life of Magic Johnson. I'll be surely watching this. This will be heavily hyped. This will be heavily anticipated. No launch date for the series, but this continues to be the long tail of The Last Dance. And we continue to see more docuseries around major athletes. So this one around Magic Johnson, what a story this will be. Also, as we talk about docuseries around major athletes, look for Man in the Arena. That's the 10-part series on Tom Brady that launches in mid-November on ESPN Plus. And again, I believe around the right athlete and the right story, you're going to see more of these docuseries. So that's your morning buzzcast for Friday, November 5th. I'm Abe Madcore. Great to be with you today. Hope everybody has a fantastic weekend. Stay healthy. Be good to each other. I'll speak to you on Monday.
Connect Partnership Group's consulting division drives revenue for companies that wish to procure new business and gain market share in the sports, entertainment, municipal, and large public venue sectors. With their deep industry relationships and proven processes, Connect can quickly activate a robust pipeline of new prospects and accelerate your sales growth. Visit connectwins.com to learn more.